Welcome to the Umpiring Fast Pitch Softball Podcast. I'm David.
And I'm Pete. And this week, we are going to dig deeper into the look back rule based on some feedback we got from a listener named Nick, who let us know that he likes the podcast and got into umpiring. And he had listened to us talk a little bit about the look back rule, and he still was, you know, had some questions. And so David messaged him back and said, thanks for the kind words, and we'll hit up talking about the look back rule in a future episode. This is the future. This is that episode. Let's talk look back rule, David.
Yeah, let's do it. First of all, though, don't mean to offend you, Nick. Sorry, Pete misspoke there a little bit. Nick is the parent of a 9-year-old and just getting into fast pitch softball, but not umpiring yet. He is hopefully a future umpire because he cares about the rules, seems to care about the right way to get things done. And so we're very excited to always talk to people like that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he said his assistant coach. So yeah, that was where he's going to be the Joe Torre of the team. And he's facing life a little differently, and he wants to learn from that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So here we go. Let's talk look back rule again. It can be very confusing. There's a lot of coaches out there that really struggle to understand this themselves. And especially in the youth, we see it early where they're teaching their runners, you know, how to run bases, and they'll just teach it wrong. They just misunderstand it. And so, you know, if we start, like, what's the purpose? Why do we have a look back rule? And I think it's to keep the game moving, right? So prevent stalling and confusion, and definitely to keep people from, what's it called when you're atting somebody, right? You're trying to mess with the pitcher.
Yeah, it's like, right? Taunting, so, kind of getting in their head.
Taunting, or that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. And so if you think about this, you can always see these people. They're let off the base very far, and a player has the ball, and the player will look at them mean, you know, like, you better get on that base or I'm going to throw you out. And then they might take a step the wrong way, like the other way, like, come on, get me, trying really hard to make it happen. And they could take 3 steps toward that person and make them take a couple steps back to the bag. And then as soon as they turn their back or start to look like they're going to go the other way, they take 3 steps toward the next base. And you could do this all day.
Right.
Well, but what you really need to do is just get the ball to the pitcher and get the pitcher in the circle with the ball. As soon as the pitcher is in the circle with the ball, that taunting stuff right there stops, because the rule says once the look back rule is in effect, so the ball is in the pitcher's circle and the pitcher's control, and the batter runner has reached first base. It's an important distinction too. Once that happened, the runner has to make a decision if they're stopped. So they can continue whichever direction they're going, and they can stop once and then immediately make a decision to continue or go back to the bag that they just came from. That's it.
Yeah. So if we're circling, we're running, let's assume we've got no one anywhere on the diamond except for the batter runner. So she runs to first, rounds first. Someone in the infield has the ball. Maybe it was hit to the shortstop who booted it. And so the shortstop's like, ugh, throws the ball back to the pitcher. Pitcher now has the ball in her control in the circle. And that runner is still, the batter runner is currently standing 3 feet off of first base, standing still. As soon as that ball was caught, and they're standing still the whole time, by the pitcher having control of it, who does nothing else except stand still, they then either have to head back to first immediately or head to second immediately. That's it. Like, they have nothing else. They have no other option. They cannot stand there for, basically, it says, you said it was basically immediately, right? All the wording of that.
That's right.
Like, this is an umpire judgment as to what that means. But if you are umpiring, you should be thinking immediately means more or less immediately, right? Give some amount of, let me think for half a second. Half a second is about it. You need to be seeing a movement then.
That's right.
And that's really all there is to it. Is it's not too much more complicated than that. People make it more complicated when you get to things like, especially at some lower level ball, there will be people who on a walk, they'll try to take advantage of either poor play or defense is not paying attention. You know, no one covering a bag, for instance, and they'll take second on a walk. Maybe there's a runner on third, and so the team has a rule that as soon as someone walks, they go straight to second. And I can't tell you, our middle school team did this. I can't tell you the number of times that if they started to go to second and the pitcher had the ball, they would try to argue to the umpire that they should be out because the ball was already back in the circle by the time they reached first base because it was a walk. Or they would try to argue if they rounded first and stopped, and then the pitcher cocked her arm or made a move towards her, that they couldn't then basically begin again the situation. And that's the second part of that look back rule is, yes, the look back rule is on when the ball gets in the circle in the pitcher's control, but it is back off again as soon as a play is being made. And that includes pumping a throw, making a throw, certainly, but even faking a throw to first in order. So if, say, the person decided to go to second, there's no rule that says this. Honestly, this seems strange, but a lot of parents have, and people and spectators have a problem with this one as well. Let's say I decided to go ahead and go to second when I paused and made my decision. Someone throws to second. There are people that will gripe that you're not allowed to turn around and go back to first because they think you made your decision. You have committed to second base. It's second base or bust. And that's not the case. Someone throws the ball in front of you. You are perfectly allowed to turn around and start a pickle or something.
Yeah, the ball's live. At right. that point, right?
Yep. So, look back rule is off at that point.
Yeah. And that's possibly some of where the confusion was. Nick wasn't very specific or wasn't that specific, you know, in his thing. He just said, hey, let's talk about the look back rule again. But I think sometimes a lot of the confusion comes in how a look back rule gets off. So the first thing, the confusion about how a look back rule gets on is that people don't wait on the batter runner to get there because you can, especially on that walk, right? So on the walk, the catcher can have the ball back to the pitcher in the pitcher's circle and the batter runner might be taking off their arm guard and still standing in the box. And so the look back rule is not on yet. That batter runner has to get down to first base and touch the bag. And just a little sidebar here too, for our umpires who are listening, if the defense, they call for time, right? She just walked her, she threw 8 straight balls. And so now the catcher wants to go talk to her and she turns around, looks at you and says, time. You say, wait a minute, we're not done. I still have a live ball here. And I need to wait on that batter runner to get down there and touch first base and for this play to be over and play stopped before I kill it, right? And so you have to wait until that girl gets down there to first. But so anyway, that's the first thing. When is the look back rule on? Live ball, batter runner touches first base, pitcher has the ball in the circle, and done. That's look back rule's on. When is it off? Well, it's off when she delivers a pitch to the next batter or she attempts to make a play somewhere. And as you said, Pete, the attempt to make a play could just be, you know, picking the ball up like she's going to throw it to first, right? So that takes the rule off. And so here's where I think some of the confusion comes in. Okay, so now the rule is off. When is it back on again? When the pitcher stops making a play. So you can imagine this in your mind's eye. The look back rule is on. Okay, so the batter runner goes down to first, rounds the bag, like you said, and looks at the pitcher. The pitcher has the ball in the circle, and the pitcher picks up her arm like she's going to throw it at her. Right, so she was starting back to first. I'm sorry, I left that part out. So the batter runner is starting back to first, but the pitcher acts like she's going to throw it at her. So the batter runner stops, right? Because she's like, oh, if she throws it, I might want to go on to second. But then the pitcher just puts her arm down. So now the batter runner is still off the bag, but the pitcher has control of the ball in the circle, and the batter runner has to do what?
At that point, if they make a decision, go one way or the other.
Go one way or the other immediately. And so then she starts to go one way, and the pitcher picks her arm up again. And so she stops and takes 2 steps the other way. And then the pitcher puts her arm back down. Off, on, off, on, off, on. And so, first of all, don't teach your pitchers to do that. Don't pump throw at somebody, right? Either make her adhere to the rule or break the rule or throw her out. That's what the pitcher needs to do. You're either going to let the runner adhere to or break the rule, or you're going to throw her out. That's your only 2 options as a pitcher.
Yep.
As a runner, you are the one in danger. So you're out there messing around. You can be thrown out or you can be called out for violating the rule. For our umpires who are listening, who is the only person who can get in trouble in this situation?
The runner.
The runner. Yeah, because it's an umpire's judgment as to whether that pitcher made a play on her or not. And if the umpire didn't judge that she made the play and you stood there or you juked or you went left and right and didn't make your immediate decision and go in one direction back or forward, you're out. So stop playing around. Just do it.
Yep. And keep that in mind. So for other runners, so if there's a runner on third, you know, that the batter running runner needing to reach first is important because if there's a runner on third and the ball is hit back to the pitcher and the pitcher is in the circle and holding the ball straight, person on third base is running down a little bit, running back a little bit, standing still, playing around, and the other person is just kind of trotting to first because maybe as part of the play, they just need one run, and maybe the offense wants to draw a throw to first because they feel like the person from third can get home before the ball goes 1-4, right? Yep. And so maybe they want to draw that. That person in third is in no danger until that batter runner reaches first base. They can stop, they can go left, they can go right, doesn't matter.
Yep, because the look back rule's not in effect yet.
Not in effect. So yep. It really boils down to, first of all, has the batter runner reached first base? Tick these off in your mind, yes or no. So we've got to have a yes to go on. Number 2, does the pitcher have the ball in the circle with control? Yes, okay, we go on. Now the look back rule is on. What are we doing? We're looking and saying, where are the runners? They need to have made a decision and be going to the next base or the previous base, or be standing on a base, or else you're calling somebody out. That's really all there is to it. It's not too much more complicated than that. They can go slow or fast, but they need to be moving. So sometimes, again, where players may be trying to draw a throw or try to, you know, be in the bad spirit of this rule, you know, where David said about kind of the taunting or the messing with the pitchers or the defense, they may be thinking, you know, if I go kind of slowly, maybe they'll try to throw. But I know if they throw the ball, this girl's going to miss it, and I'm going to go to third. Or whatever, right? So, but they need to be moving. And there's nothing that says they need to move at a pace that is approximately their home run trot or their sprinting or diving back on a pickoff throw. No, they've just got to be moving. They can't be still. And that's it.
That's right.
Don't over officiate this, but
yeah.
Do officiate it.
Yeah, you know, at the same time. Officiate it. So here's an opportunity for over officiation, in my opinion. Anyway, so you've got a girl who is, the look back rule is on. She was 8 feet off the bag, so she is moving very slowly toward first base. And you might look at that as an umpire, as a dad, as a former coach. You might look at that and go, oh, that little girl right there, she is trying to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as long as she keeps going, just let her go. You know, you're not in charge of making sure that, oh, this has to be, like Pete said, the same speed or her home run trot speed or anything like that, right? As long as she's moving in the direction toward that base, if you want to watch her more diligently because you think she might have a little attitude on her and she might try to do something, okay, go ahead. But just the fact that she might be walking slower than you think she should, so what? That's not the rule. As long as she's heading in that direction, then she's good. If she stops or she jukes or something like that after she started that direction, oh yeah, get her. Because that's the whole purpose and intent of the rule. So, Pete, there's some legal actions to talk about. So once the look-back rule is in effect, a runner that's already off the base, they're not out yet, but what they must do is immediately commit to advance or return.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Another thing that's legal, a runner on a base is frozen. They're fine. Yep. Stay
there.
They
don't even have a decision. They're there.
If they decide to leave, they're out, right? Mm-hmm. A runner may not stop or juke once that motion has begun. So what's a juke? It's a, going left. Nope, going right. You can't do that. If the pitcher fakes or initiates a play, it's suspended. The rule's off and it's all on like Donkey Kong again. But as soon as she's not making a play anymore, it's right back on again. So what's an automatic out? Hesitating and juking after you commit. If you fail to advance or return immediately, that's a pretty cool place, immediately. And if you can look at her and go, is she going to go left or right? You've already busted immediately. If you look over and the look back rule is in effect and you look at a runner standing off the bag, if you have time to think, is she going to make a commitment? She didn't.
Yeah. If you cannot definitively under oath say she's returning to the bag or she's advancing, then she's in violation of the rule. Because It should be obvious by looking at her for a millisecond to figure out what she's doing. Right. Yep. And if you look at her and you'd be like, I'm not sure if she's advancing or retreating. Out.
That's right. Out. Yep. Call time. Dead ball. Point to the runner. Out. Look back rule violation. And then depending on the level, you're going to have to go talk to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some common misunderstandings here. One of them is, the pitcher's not on the rubber blue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The look back rule requires circle possession, not contact with the plate. The pitcher must look at the runner. So how can my runner be taunting the pitcher if the pitcher's not looking? Awareness is irrelevant. The look back rule is in effect. As soon as the batter runner touches first, the pitcher's got control of the ball in the circle. Done.
Yep.
Runners can fake movements. No, absolutely not. No juking, feigning, hesitation. All of that's bad. And the pitcher must throw to suspend the look back rule. That's false. Any play attempt, even a fake one, resets the rule. Okay. What else? Coaching tips, maybe. So if you're a coach and you're given tips, I gave a little bit of these earlier, but just want to cover these. If you're off the bag, decide quickly and get there. And if you're on the base, stay. Done. That's all you teach. That's it. Everything else that you're teaching your runners is about trying to take advantage. And you get a good umpire crew, they're not going to let that happen. And it's going to cost you. You're not going to gain anything. It's going to cost you. So practice drills where runners must react quickly to the pitcher in the circle scenarios. Put the look back rule in place and make sure that your runners know how to deal with it.
And this is one of those rules that can, depending on the level. So this question is coming from someone with a daughter that's playing at 10U level. So, you know, depending on the officiating, a lot of times you have a lot of newer umpires starting in here, and you may not, sadly, get consistent enforcement. Just because last time this was or was not a look back rule violation, depending if you're offense or defense and which way you wanted it to go, does not mean that it is or isn't. Understand that as a coach, as a parent, even as an umpire, that what is the rule and we're enforcing the rule. And just know for a fact that if you're the offensive team and your runner didn't get called out but should have, you got away with something. Not that next time you should also allow to do that.
Right? Yeah.
That's exactly. One of those things that's, you know, we get that the most. I hear it a lot with pitching, you know, pitcher violation. Oh, no one's had a problem with that all year. And then look back rule is another one where, oh, all year long we've been allowed to start to go to second and stop and then do something else and stop. And no, not today. Right. Don't.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think I would finish up the topic, Pete, with just reminding everyone again, the only people that can get in trouble with the look back rule are the runners. So be careful. Know the rule, abide by the rule. And be careful, and you won't get called out, period. If you try to take advantage, you're going to get caught. So anyway, hopefully that helps. I think there was something else, too, Pete, you wanted to kind of add to this episode, right?
Yep. So Nick did not know. He knew that we were going to follow up, but he didn't know we were going to record, when we were going to record, or anything else. And he actually followed up with us again yesterday as we're recording this, told us that, let us know that we had direct impact in a Rockville Center, New York, Little League 10U championship game outcome. He'd have been clueless without listening to our show. He had just heard some of the episodes, and here's what happened. So we had a runner on third, and the batter hit a ground ball to the shortstop. The runner heads home and has to step around the catcher, standing directly on the baseline a couple feet up the line, waiting to catch the throw home. No tag made. The runner's called safe. The opposing coach comes out and says the runner left the base path. The umpire agrees and changes the call to out. Ooh. Now we go out to meet them and discuss it. And I say, and so again, this guy is as coach, says it has to be obstruction before any base path violation can be called. Umpire agrees and changes the call again back to safe because he said, yeah, it was obstruction. That's why they moved. Couple of quick questions. Are base path violations and obstruction calls considered judgments by the umpire? If so, shouldn't the umpire reject any questions on the initial call immediately, or is questioning the appropriate rule that should be applied okay? The other coach was adamant the throw home pulled the catcher up the line, so obstruction was not applicable. Does an offline throw actually affect this call? It seems strange to award the defense for a poor play in this scenario. And I didn't see any mention of it in the Little League rule book, but it does vaguely mention it in the NCAA rule book. I would love some clarification, as the only thing more embarrassing than arguing with another coach in 10U Little League is being wrong in the arguments slightly. You guys are great, so we appreciate that. So, David...
Where
do we start here? Where do we start?
Well, so the very first thing that we have to start with is we had an umpire who allowed a coach to get a call changed that was not by rule. And so that's a little bit embarrassing. So we apologize for that. And I'm sure that umpire's gone back and looked and probably learned their lesson and won't do that again. I'm hopeful that they did that. And what do I mean by that? So the defense said that the runner ran out of the baseline and therefore should be out. So
base path. They did use the correct word.
They used base path?
Yeah. Well, at least in this description.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, as far as what I understood of the play that was being read to us was that the throw wasn't there yet. And so the only way you can be called out of the base path is if you are avoiding a tag.
Yes.
If the catcher doesn't have the ball yet, then you're not avoiding a tag. And if the catcher is in the base path without the ball, then that's obstruction. And even if the catcher is making an adjustment to go catch the ball, they still don't have the ball. Therefore, they're not allowed to be in the base path, but that would be obstruction. So the whole thing was 100% correct until the umpire let the defensive coach talk him into changing his call. And then let the offensive coaches talk him into changing it back.
Yeah. And so there's a couple things there. Number one, the aspect about a throw drawing you into the line can, as far as I'm aware, I don't work Little League sanctioned, so I'm not sure if they mentioned it. As he mentioned, he didn't see anything in there. The only sanction that even talks about that being something that can affect your consideration of obstruction is in the NCAA. But even then, if a runner is impeded or hindered, then obstruction is still on. In this case, the fact that everyone, it seems like both sides were agreeing, the runner moved. So, the whole reason why they were trying to argue out of the baseline, base path, was because they obviously changed the way they were running in reaction to, quote, something. And so in this case, the even if that was a throw that drew her there, which we don't know, we don't have video of this, does not matter. That caused the runner to alter, and therefore we still got the obstruction. They can't be called out between those two bases.
Right. Number two. And the runner was safe anyway, so the obstruction didn't even have to get called. Right? All we just had to do was just say, yep, safe, run counts. When the defense came up to say that, you know, hey, they should be out because they went around the base path, you say, nope, she was not avoiding a tag, so this particular runner is safe, and we're done.
Yep.
That would have been the end of it.
To address his questions, which we did in message, but for all the listeners, are base path violations and obstruction calls considered judgment calls by the umpire? Yes. If so, shouldn't the umpire reject any questions on the initial call immediately? Not necessarily. So there can be a question of a coach is allowed to ask if a rule was applied correctly. It's possible the umpire did not make that connection right in that moment or didn't see it. So if it was, let's say, a concern, let's say a tag was being applied in this case, and they did not call the runner for a base path violation, then you can go to your partner and see if they have any additional information. Perhaps they were watching it more closely than you were. You were looking somewhere else, looking for some other aspect of the play. That person said, oh yeah, she was in the grass. She high-fived the fan. You know, she's way over there. And then now that you have that information, you'll turn and you'll point at the runner and you'll go out running out of the base path. And then that's okay because you're applying the rule correctly. You collected some new information. You can go to a partner on that and you can do it. I would hope that if your partner really did see something like that, that maybe they would proactively time, hey, by the way, I have some information. I don't know if that changes your life or not. And then you see if the call changes. But even if they don't, the coach might come out and ask and say, hey, you know, I thought it wasn't okay to do this. And they say, you know, no, that didn't happen. You know, the piece of the rule you're missing is there was no tag being attempted. So they were allowed to run wide. And in this case, they were really allowed because it was obstruction and, you know, they're trying not to maliciously contact. So offense is great here. So in that case, yes, it's okay. Yes, it's what are we looking for? Yes, it's a judgment call. Yes, it's okay to ask, but you're only ask about a rule. You're not asking about the judgment. You're not saying, you may even be asking to be clear because there was a no call in the field. You might be saying, hey, did she, you know, in your judgment, are you saying that she did not go 3 feet to avoid a tag? And so that's an okay question to ask. And then so they go, yes, that's what I'm saying. All right, cool. You saw it. You judged it that way. I'm going to go sit down. That's the end of the discussion. David, do you have any additional thoughts on that kind of thing?
No, it's perfect. That's exactly right. You know, that's good. Approach the calling umpire. You know, after you have time, get time from the plate umpire, approach the calling umpire and ask your question about the application of a rule. That will keep you out of trouble as a coach. Any discussions about judgment or, you know, do you mind asking your partner if he saw it differently? It's like, well, coach, in my judgment, this happened and it's my call, so it's my judgment. And by you telling me to go see my partner about it, you're questioning that judgment. So please don't do that. Because you're not allowed to do that by rule. Can't do it.
Yep.
We actually had this happen in a high school district game where we had a high school coach, district championship, Division I district championship here in Central Ohio. The head coach went out to make a question about a just even safe out at first base timing. You know, did the ball beat the batter or did the batter runner beat the ball? And she questioned it and did not get booted. So I was not the base umpire.
Are you saying you would have run? The coach had.
I definitely would have warned the coach.
Yeah, he said, "I'm not sure if you're aware or not, but we're in run territory."
Yeah, would have made sure the coach headed back to the dugout pretty quickly.
Awesome.
But yeah, good stuff, Nick. Thank you so much for the engagement. I really appreciate you reaching out to us and interacting with us on Facebook. So, and thanks for listening. And please keep it up. Ask your questions, and we'll cover them as soon as we can.
Yep, and this is kind of great as someone we're trying to. Yeah, we're interested in talking to umpires and making sure that everyone's just putting the best product on the field we can for the girls. We've talked about that many times, but in this case, this is a coach who's listening because he's interested in the rules. He's kind of new to the game of softball. Sounds like he's come from some diamond sports history, some baseball. He has a lot of knowledge there. There are some differences, obviously, between softball and baseball and the rules. And then, so he's interested, he's listening for the rules, not necessarily all the mechanic-y things, but for our rule things. And I think that's great. So that's awesome. Pretty awesome. And it shows that we're putting some stuff out there people are listening to, and we love to hear that. And that makes us want to make more. So
there you go. In fact, next Saturday, we're going to make 4 or 5 more, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Until next time.